This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Gay and Lesbian Switchboard is an organisation that has been around for a long time, has done an incredible amount of work. It's based in the same building as us here. Joe Bell joins us this morning to tell us a little bit about what's going on at Switchboard and a little bit of history, but more importantly, what are the plans for the future, Joe, and good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Look, I think I hate to start with a correction, but I just wanted to say that actually we dropped the Gay and Lesbian out of the front of Switchboard a few years ago.
You can give me a slap.
It was only a few years ago, but we basically decided that it was a bit of a barrier for people. Like, since we've been up and running since 1991, and people across the full alphabet of LGBTQI have always called us. But we thought, look, to reflect things, we'll become the gay, we'll drop the Gay and Lesbian and just be called Switchboard.
Cool. I stand corrected.
Yeah, no worry. I mean, look, it's definitely part of our history. So I guess the other thing is about our service is that people don't necessarily know is we do a bunch of other things. We're definitely well known for our phone and now web chat counselling, and that's 26 years old, as I said. But we do provide a home visitor service where we visit older LGBTQI people in residential care. So that's a big part of what we do. We also are just in the process of launching a parents and friends support group of LGBTQI people. And then we also have a program, also new, called Everybody Under the Rainbow, where we're looking at culturally and linguistically diverse LGBTQI people. So I've definitely got some...
But you're going to be busy.
I am busy. Yeah.
I'm really interested this. I didn't know about this component about the ability, you know, for people to get a visit.
Yes.
So, you know, you might be in a hospice or you might be at home, you might be in a home. That's an extraordinary initiative. That's I love that.
Look, it's a fantastic program that I feel...
Actually, it's not just the ability for people to talk about their concerns, but they're actually getting some human contact, some actual, you know, being able to see the person as well. I think that's really significant.
I think that's right. And a whole sort of Switchboard, you know, remit is to connect with people and to relieve isolation, and that's what we've been doing on the phones for years. But we realised there was this... you know, really gaping unmet need for the older community where it just didn't really fit that you would necessarily make the phone call. More was needed. And, yeah, we do visit people. Actually, I went out to a nursing home just this week myself and introduced one of our volunteers to what we call the recipients or the older person living in care. And I tell you what, it's like, I mean, I like to call these people we visit our elders. And I definitely feel that way, that these people have a history that we, you know, because of them being out and the lives they have lived is the ability for us to have the lives we have. So I feel like it's a real honour to be able to sort of provide this service and give something back.
Joe, I'm interested. It's obviously been quite a contentious period of time regarding issues in the same-sex community, regarding the debate about marriage equality. Have you guys noticed conversations emerging as that debate has raged on that have sort of been prompted by the fact that that this debate's been taking place across the country?
I think that we can all agree that last year was an awful year for our community. And I can definitely back that up by looking at, you know, the statistics around the people who called and made contact with us. Now, there's three really big things that happened last year that led to people feeling like it was, you know, definitely like the last straw, and them reaching out to us and calling us. And there was definitely a correlation with sort of the severity calls. And what we know is that when the plebiscite hit the news, that people definitely, that was a spark, and they were like, I'm going to call Switchboard. And it wasn't always like them ringing up and like having a political opinion about it, but they did feel like it was what sort of pushed them over. Mm. The other thing was Orlando.
Mm. Definitely. The shooting in June last year.
That's correct, in Pulse nightclub. And we know that even though that's, you know, we're an international community and what happens to any of our community anywhere affects us, and that definitely was responded. We saw that in the phones. And the other thing was safe schools. With the debate around safe schools, we saw people in a panic about what that was going to mean, because a lot of our callers are actually parents and friends and teachers and people who support LGBTQI people. So that was definitely people ringing us and wanting to vent, ask questions and just sort of be heard around those issues.
Yeah. And I think, Macca, being a teacher myself, I've certainly resonated with this issue around the Safe Schools Coalition debate. And from my perspective of not having a deep awareness and understanding of the issues in the LGBTQI community, I found the program from Safe Schools really informative. And Joe, what in thinking about that, what do you think is something that the public doesn't understand that you wish more in the community would understand based on what you're hearing from people calling into Switchboard?
I think people need to understand that political debates in the public have a consequence in people's everyday lives. And, you know, some of the ideas around the plebiscite just being like it can be a respectful debate, and we're even still seeing it now. You know, they're talking about this postal plebiscite, and the idea that it can be respectful is far from the reality of how people are feeling it as a result of the plebiscite debate not being completely over. You know, people are still getting postcards on their cars and letters on their doors from local sort of groups that are agitating for a plebiscite, and we know, you know, that the consequences are that people's mental health is under attack, and they, you know, that people are feeling, at the worst case scenario, suicidal as effect of this sort of respectful, and I put that in, you can't see it on the phone, but in quotation marks, public debate.
Mm. I think one of the challenges, and we are going to go to a break in a sec, but we'll ask you just to hang because we'll have a couple of minutes after that. Recently, you guys, along with a lot of other organisations, got some funding support from the government. I'm not going to talk about the money because we're not going to talk about the money. It's significant support. What is that going to enable you to do, and what is your focus for that? I mean, obviously, you know, you asked for support on a particular basis. What was that support, that basis you asked for, and are you going to, you know, how are you going to deliver it?
Yeah, I guess that this is an amazing grant that we got, the community grant from the state, you know, the Victorian government. And basically it was a grant to look at our capacity. And no one ever usually gives a service that kind of grant. Mm. They usually just say it has to be a direct service provision output, which is all well and good, but you need some money sometimes to bolster your infrastructure and look at yourselves and work out what is actually your capacity, because we're definitely in a position where we want to respond to unmet need. So we see this grant as both, you know, I see it as a safeguarding of Switchboard's future, an opportunity for us to really consolidate on everything we're already doing and work on our financial sustainability and do that outside of just like money that's only allocated purely for service provision. And so I feel like this is going to give us the space and, most importantly, the funding to review our current services and plan for the future, because I think already we're running a lot of different projects, and I just want to work with our board and our volunteer community and consolidate all that and make sure that we have a financially sustainable future going forward.
I know that whenever I speak to a lot of people in our community, Switchboard, a lot like Joy, people take it for granted. It takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of blood, sweat and tears, and it does take money. We are going to go to a break in a sec, but of course people can donate to Switchboard as well, can't they?
They certainly
can. Their time, but their money as well. Give them the money.
Look, I mean, a lot of people do actually, you know, one of our volunteers recently just did a basic thing where they, at their engagement party, they put out a tin and just said, you know, and they are a same-sex couple, so they felt particularly passionate about this issue, and they said, look, you know, we're having our engagement, don't buy us presents, put some money in a tin. I mean, I think you can do things like that. I think you can actually go, well, I know you can go directly to our website and use the Give Now that's on the website. But I think all ways that you can do, like, because phone counselling and the services, the volunteer positions we have don't suit everyone.
No.
But we actually are regularly, like, people do approach us with little lumps of money that they fundraise at their dance party or whatnot. And we greatly appreciate it. And anything you can do, you can send me an email and I'll send you our logo and I'll support your events to fundraise for us.
Every little bit counts, right?
Oh, every little bit, you know, like $200, whatever it is just, you know, another five phone calls we can pick up.
Makes a difference. You've got a volunteer event on today, so it's a training, introducing people to Switchboard. Give us a little brief overview of that.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of our what we call our volunteer intake. So we've got volunteers with us today who we're training.
Mm-hmm.
So to be a phone counsellor, you've got to commit to a 6-week training course, and that's 6 Saturdays plus a listen-in shift and a commitment to go to supervision onwards. So it's quite a commitment.
Yeah.
And we're in week 4 at the moment of our 2017, what we call our class of 42. So that's 42 people, 42 classes of people that have come through as phone counsellors. So that's something to be proud of.
How many people in this intake?
20.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what kinds of backgrounds and age groups and...
It's so diverse, actually, and we're always trying to encourage diversity because we're a peer support service, so we want the person on, we want our volunteers to reflect the diversity of our community. We have, you know, we have people who are students and studying counselling. We also have people who are, you know, psychologists who want to give something personal back. We have people who have no background at all, and that's fine because we train people in order to do it. And we have people just a wide range of ages, and we have people with a wide range of genders. That's you know, I think that's any, and we have people who've come from rural backgrounds, and we see our volunteers actually as bringing in things, and like the contribution that they bring to their class and their experience is something we encourage.
And you mentioned, Joe, about the culturally and linguistically diverse services that you guys are starting up. Can you talk to us more about that?
Yeah, look, this is so exciting. I think a lot of organisations in the LGBTI space do have concerns about the diversity and inclusiveness of their services, and it's hard to find the time to engage with it. But we want to look at ourselves, motivated by our peer support framework. We want to look at how we can include people and the needs of culturally and linguistically diverse people.
Because there's a lot of unique cultural and religious circumstances at play in these communities, aren't there?
There are. I think there's multi-faith as well within that. And there's different relationships between people of colour and gender and people of colour and sexuality. And, you know, I'm learning a lot through the process. And I think what we're looking at is, at the moment, we're doing like an internal review of our own service. And we hope from any findings we come up with, we're just going to publicly share it because we feel like this is something that lots of organisations in this space are interested in. And we don't have an interest in just making ourselves as Switchboard diverse. We want to make the whole LGBTQI service provision sector diverse, and we'll share all our findings.
Well, you got 20 people going through. This is the 42nd class, so you're getting up to 1,000 volunteers over the years that have been through.
At least, yep.
Yeah. What Switchboard does is extraordinary. I know a number of people that have engaged with it and a number of people that have been counsellors there, and it's an extraordinary organisation. Congratulations on getting that support from the government. And I know it's not easy. Writing those requests is pretty frustrating and time-consuming. Good luck with the next year, and from us at Saturday Magazine, you can give your volunteers a message, and it's a really simple one. Thank you. It makes a difference to all the communities that we support and the issues that people have. I want people to think about supporting Switchboard. Just think for a second, if Switchboard wasn't there, whether you've used it or not, if it wasn't there, we'd be a lot worse off. So, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.